A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, let's consider the Word of God from the book of Psalms, chapter number 18 and in verse number 29. The Bible says, "For by you I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall." In our discussion of the dimensions of power, it is pertinent for us to mention this all-important power to break through and go beyond limit. Power to break through and to go beyond limit. This is a dimension of power that is crucial for anyone who will record success and any accomplishment in life and in destiny. The psalmist said, "For by you I can run against a troop." Every man of destiny must receive the power to run against a troop, or the troop that is standing against him in life and in destiny. There are troops standing against your life, standing against your destiny, standing against your progress and your advancement. And so you must not be lacking in strength to run through this troop. Realize that the scripture does not give you any opportunity or option to back the troop, to back the forces that are against you. You are not expected or supposed to turn your back. You are to run headlong against them with the backing of the Almighty God, with the power of God that has been made available to you. You've got to run through this troop and break through them. There is a power of breakthrough that is at work in your life this year. I am believing God. There is a breakthrough power, a dimension of the breakthrough power at work upon your life this year that will cause you to break through the forces of darkness, to break through the troop standing against you and against your progress. You are breaking through them, and then you are breaking all forms of limit against your life and your destiny. You will go beyond limits. And the limits are there to stop you. The enemy is saying, "This far, no further." But the power of God is made available to you to go beyond the limit. The Bible says concerning Joseph in Genesis chapter 49, verse 22, the Bible says Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. And in verse 23, whose branches run over the wall. Your branches will run over the wall. In other words, you will break all kinds of limit. You will go beyond limit. There is a power that makes a man go beyond limit. You will go beyond the limit of your father's house. You will go beyond the limit of your mother's house. You will not be limited in any way by reason of the power of God that is at work in your life. You will run against these troops. You will leap over the wall. It says, "By you, I have leaped over a wall." I can leap over a wall by my God. And so by the Almighty God, you can leap over the wall. The wall is there to limit you, but the power of God is available for you to scale the wall, to scale the odds, and to get to the place that God has destined for your life. My prayer for you is that no satanic wall will be able to shut you out or enclosed from you the things, the blessings that God has promised you in the precious name of Jesus. And the 15th dimension of power, I call it the power of immunity, the power that cannot be enchanted, the power that cannot be cursed, the power that cannot be withstood, that cannot be stopped, that cannot be cursed. That is this dimension. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 23 and in verse number 23, "For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel." It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, "Oh, what God has done." No sorcery, no divination, no enchantment, no divination against you. Whoever is practicing mischief against this carrier of this power is wasting his time. Whoever is chanting incantation against this carrier of power is wasting his time, because it will not work against you. There is a power of immunity working upon this covenant carrier that makes sorcery to fail concerning him, that makes enchantment and divination against him and his interest to fail. I am confident as I pray that enchantment and sorcery against your life and your interest will fail totally and woefully in the name of Jesus. That is a power you are clothed with, which I call the power of divine immunity, that makes it impossible for the enemy to curse you, makes it impossible for the enemy to harm you. It is a touch not power. The power to touch not God's anointed, that is you, and to do his prophets no harm. The power of immunity, that is the power that you are initiated into through Christ Jesus our Lord. The power that makes every curse to boomerang upon those who are cursing you. The power that blesses those who are blessing you. The power that curses those who are cursing you. This is your heritage in God. This is your heritage in Christ Jesus. It is the 15th dimension of power that you must journey with this year 2024 and beyond. Power of immunity. And may the Lord bestow this power on you in the name of Jesus. Finally, the power to finish. It is the 16th dimension of power that I'd like us to note. Power to finish. You must understand, dear listener, that it is not everybody that starts a project that finishes the project. It is not everybody that starts a journey that ends the journey. It is not everyone that starts the year that ends the year. But as for you, the journey you have started, you will finish it. The project you have started, you will finish it. Everything you have embarked upon or that you will embark upon this year, you will finish gloriously in the precious name of Jesus. There is a finishing grace, a power to finish that comes upon the people of God, and their name enables them to finish their journey, to finish what they have started. This is the power that I am releasing upon you, that we are asking God for in the name of Jesus. In the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter number 4, and in verse number 9, the Bible says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands also shall finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. Zerubbabel started, Zerubbabel finished. What you have also started, you will also finish. What you will start, you will finish. When this power is at work in your life, it ensures there is no abandoned project around you. So this year, be prepared, because you are receiving upon you the power to finish. There will be no abandoned project of any kind in your life or around your destiny. No abandoned project, because God is not a God of abandonment. God is a finisher. And that's what the Bible says about him. He is a finisher. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. If God is the author and the finisher, he wants you also to start and to finish. What you have conceived, the ideas you have conceived, that you have started implementing or executing, God wants you to push it through to fruition, and he wants you to conclude it. The project you have started or that you will start, you will finish it. It is a finishing grace. It is a finishing power that you need to run the journey, to run the race of 2024 and beyond. The power to finish. And also your life. You have started the journey of 2024 whole. So you will end it also completely. No part of your body will be broken and your life will not be wasted. That is a very vital dimension of power. I have started, I will finish. You have started this year, 2024, you will finish it also. It is the 24th day of the month. So you have spent 24 days in the year. You will finish it by the grace of the Almighty God. Power to finish is released unto you now in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and declare. It's a declarative prayer. By my God, I run through a troop. By my God, I leap over the wall. I run through every troop that may stand before me. I leap over every wall of limitation. In 2024, I will not be limited. I will not be limited in any way. I will record breakthrough, different dimensions of breakthrough by the power of the living God. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. You are going to lift your voice to pray and receive the power of immunity. I am not for cursing Whoever curses me is cursed. Whoever blesses me is blessed. No divination against me. No enchantment against my family. No sorcery against me. Whoever is practicing sorcery or enchantment or divination against me, we fail woefully, we fail totally. All their machinations shall be their portion in the precious name of Jesus. I will not be a victim. I have the power of immunity. I am untouchable. I am uncursable in the name of Jesus. And I like it to declare, I have started the journey of 2024. I will finish it gloriously in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I started whole. I will finish intact in the name of Jesus. My life will not be wasted in the name of Jesus. Every project I start this year, I will finish it. I will finish it well. I will finish it in a record time in the name of Jesus. There will be no abandonment in my life. No project of mine will be abandoned in the name of Jesus. No business of mine will be abandoned. Everything I start this year, I will finish it to the praise of the glory of the Lord. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It shall be as you have declared in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The power to break through and go beyond limit is imparted and released upon you in the name of Jesus. You will go beyond the limit of your background. You will go beyond the limit of your father's house in the precious name of Jesus. I release upon you the power of immunity. There is no sorcery, no enchantment, no divination against your life, against your destiny in the name of Jesus. You started the journey of this year, you will finish it. Every project you start this year, you will finish. There will be no abandoned project of any kind in your life. Your destiny will not be abandoned. The you that started the journey of 2024 will end it gloriously in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Join us 12 noon today at the Light Cathedral for our interdenominational prayer convocation, Moriah Prayers, 12 noon. You may wish to join that prayer on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, join us for day 23 of 30 Days of Power on my YouTube or Facebook channel at Yemi Graceman. Time is 9 p.m. The Lord bless you as you attend. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.